Welcome to another episode of Code Conversations, where we delve into the fascinating world of programming tools and best practices. Today, we're shining a spotlight on ESLint, a powerful tool that helps developers ensure their JavaScript code is clean, efficient, and free of errors. So what exactly is ESLint? It's like a watchful guardian for your code, identifying and reporting on patterns found in your ECMAScript or JavaScript code. You might think of it as a more advanced version of tools like JSLint or JSHint, but with some key differences that really set ESLint apart. For instance, it uses a tool called ESPRI for parsing JavaScript, which means it constructs an abstract syntax tree, or AST, to help evaluate the patterns in your code. You might be wondering, what on earth is an AST? Don't worry, we'll break that down. Imagine your code is like a detailed map. The AST is a structured representation of where all the paths lead, allowing ESLint to analyze your code effectively. It's powerful because ESLint is completely pluggable. Every single rule represents a plugin, and you can add more at runtime. This modularity makes ESLint a flexible asset in any developer's toolkit. Now let's talk about installation and configuration. If you're itching to get started with ESLint, you need to have Node.js installed. Versions 18.18.0 or above are recommended. Installing ESLint is simple, just a quick command in your terminal, and you're on your way. Once installed, you can configure your rules using a configuration file, specifically eslint.config.js. This configuration allows you to tailor ESLint's behavior to your specific needs. For example, you can set rules to either give warnings or errors based on how severe you want the linter to be regarding specific coding patterns. But here's a question for you. Why is it so important to have rules like prefer const or no constant binary expression? Well, these rules help maintain clean, efficient code. By enforcing best practices, ESLint prevents potential issues that can arise from inconsistent coding styles. It's not just about avoiding errors, though. Having a linter like ESLint can actually improve team collaboration. Imagine a group of developers working on the same project. Consistency in code style is crucial. With ESLint in place, everyone can follow the same guidelines, making it easier for team members to read and understand each other's work. And for those who are familiar with JSX, ESLint even has built-in support for it. However, keep in mind, while ESLint can handle the syntax, it doesn't automatically understand React's specific semantics, which is why you may want to use additional plugins. Speaking of plugins, let's touch on something else that comes up often, the relationship between ESLint and Prettier. While they might seem similar, they serve different purposes. Prettier is a code formatter, focusing purely on styling, while ESLint is a linter, looking for problematic patterns. Using both together, that's a common and powerful practice among developers. Now, a quick note on updates. ESLint has a structured release schedule every 2 weeks, which keeps the tool current and reliable. They're also committed to security, with a policy in place to address issues responsibly and quickly. Before we wrap up, let's consider how maintaining good coding standards with ESLint can prevent future headaches. For every minute spent on ensuring your code is clean up front, think about the hours you could save troubleshooting later on. That's a huge benefit when you're managing larger projects. So what do you think? Are you ready to give ESLint a try and see how it can elevate your coding practices? Before we sign off, let's recapture the essence of what we discussed today. ESLint is an invaluable tool that helps developers write better, cleaner, and more efficient JavaScript code through its rigorous linting capabilities. With simple installation, PowerView